Violin Sing the Blues for Me is a new CD devoted to African-American fiddlers in the first half of the 20th century. Nick Spitzer has a review.
These recordings are social documents that bring you into the world of mostly unknown black fiddlers and string bands in the last decades of a tradition of adaptation and improvisation that had gone on for three centuries.
Now, baby, please don't go. Now, baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go back to your knees. And get your coat, I think.
Some of the instruments from this tradition were rudimentary, fashioned from gourds, cigar boxes, and sardine tins, with screen door wire and horsehair strings. Others were fine violins for performances at plantation cotillions and in drawing rooms. This collection highlights commercial 78 recordings from the 1920s to the late 40s. The approaches of black fiddlers varied from region to region. In the East Coast Piedmont, black banjo and fiddle duets created an array of styles related to country music, blues, and ragtime. In New Orleans, as jazz evolved, there were often more violins in bands than there were horns. Fiddler Alonzo Lonnie Johnson came from New Orleans and is heard here with his 1928 recording, Violin Blues.
Violin, sing the blues for me. Kick it low, boys. Kick it low.
Lonnie Johnson was best known as a blues guitarist, choosing an instrument that's a more recent part of the black folk tradition. But he was a fine blues fiddler, and his line, Violin, Sing the Blues for Me, gives a name to this remarkable anthology. You can hear the kind of crossover between black and white styles that remains at the heart of much American folk and popular music. And in the accompanying booklet, you can see the amazing array of performers. This fiddle tune, The Moore Girl, played by Andrew Baxter in 1928 in Charlotte, is a train song crafted for what was referred to as the hillbilly record market.
Next train runs at 4 o'clock. Put clothes like this. Put
four varied sides presented here, from one-string fiddlers and early jazz violinists to blues and jug bands, set the stage for the mix of sounds that led to rock and roll in Memphis not many years later. The Memphis Jug Band's 1934 recording of the Memphis Shakedown leaves an enduring sense of the influence of African-American fiddlers on American popular music.
Nick Spitzer hosts the public radio program American Roots from New Orleans. He reviewed the anthology Violin Sing the Blues for Me. This is NPR's All Things Considered.